President Trump may not have made America great again quite yet, but Americans say they're more satisfied with at least one type of interaction they have with their government. Satisfaction is up this year with federal websites. That's according to the CFI Group's latest survey results. Joining me with more, CFI Group's chief executive, Sherry Petras. Ms. Petras, great to have you on.
Thank you. And so, thank you for having me on.
Tell us, first of all, how you measure satisfaction with federal websites.
We survey customers that have visited a website recently and ask them about the experience they had with that digital website. So things like search and navigation and, you know, the content, and were they able to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish? Those things, as well as their overall satisfaction with the site. And then importantly, how likely they are to return or recommend that site. So the idea really is to help agencies and government get better at digitally serving their citizens.
So relative to last year, things are looking up in general.
Oh, absolutely. It's up 8 points, which is a little more than 8%. We measure everything. The scores are on a 0 to 100 scale. So the score this year sits at 73 as a satisfaction with government websites overall, and that's up 8 points. So that's a phenomenal increase.
Now, does this score tend to bounce up and down each year, or can this 8% increase become the new baseline?
I think the scores do change, obviously, year to year, but this is a real change based on the fruit of making more, a lot of effort has gone into making citizen and digital space more available to citizens and doing a better job at putting information out there, making it easier to navigate, and serving citizen needs overall.
Are you able to characterize which sites people like the most and which don't rank so high?
We do, but the point isn't so much a beauty contest as it is to help agencies get better and improve and continue to improve their site. We're excited. The Department of Interior, we know that National Park Service had its big centennial, and they did a great job drawing people to that site. The score of 79 is among the highest across government for Interior. So, kudos to them for really being able to make that site accessible and tell people about the centennial. And, obviously different sites have different purposes, so you're probably in a less happy mood if you're thinking about paying your taxes and visiting the Treasury site. So it isn't to say the Treasury is doing a bad job, it's just a different role.
If you can go to, say, the IRS site and get a really good, accurate, fast answer to your question, you may not like the answer, but does that mean you would give it a bad rating because you got to pay more taxes?
And I think that they did a good job, actually, of doing a better job this year than they did last year because their scores jumped up. So everybody did, pretty much across the board.
And getting back to the Interior site, could an implication be that it did well, as you say? It's a highly visual site with really good photography, from what I've been able to see. Could that be a factor?
Definitely. While the look and feel of a site is certainly a driver of satisfaction, the number one thing is could people accomplish what they wanted to accomplish? So, Department of Interior obviously has a lot of websites underneath of it. Not all of them have lots of pretty pictures, but they did a really good job, not just at making it look pretty, but allowing people to, we call it digital wayfinding, figure out and find the things they came there to find and meet the needs that they came there to meet. Just a pretty picture isn't going to drive scores as high as they are.
And also above average was the Homeland Security Department, just by a whisker, but they were above average, and they went up from year to year. And this is an agency which struggles with its own employees and their satisfaction with working there. So that doesn't seem to be a connection either, because they did pretty well.
This isn't necessarily to do with the employees visiting the site. I think this is really about citizens looking at that Homeland Security site, and there's a lot of valuable information. As a frequent traveler myself, Homeland Security provides a lot of information for citizens when they're thinking about taking a trip, and they're doing a good job of it, and they've improved a little bit versus prior year as well. So they're meeting the needs of the citizens, regardless of employee satisfaction.
Yeah, I just drew that as a contrast, that they're really good in one way and, they got some work to do somewhere else.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Sherry Petras, the CEO of the CFI Group, and also agriculture was pretty well above average. That's not one that I think the public tends to go to as much unless you have an agricultural issue. So can the implication be drawn there that for the specific community that it serves, it does a pretty good job.
Yes, and the Department of Agriculture had a major relaunch of its website as well. So clearly what the research they did to relaunch those sites paid off. And you're right, while it's not a highly visited site compared to some of the others, it certainly is meeting its customers' needs.
So for agencies that are going through an evaluation of their site, what do you think they could learn from USDA?
Well, I think that what they need to do is learn from their customers. They need to go speak with their customers. They need to go figure out what it is their customers are looking for and make sure they're designing their sites to meet their customers' needs. If they just copy USDA, they're different customers from USDA, so an agency just copying another agency probably isn't going to yield the same result.
Interesting. So that means that the idea of a single template for all federal departments and agencies may not be that totally a fruitful idea.
It's definitely not a fruitful idea. One of the things that we found is that customers are very different. You know, even generations are very different. While the scores overall for websites were up 8 points, the baby boomers were only up a point, which is almost flat. And one of the things that agencies need to remember is that they need to design for the audience. And with boomers growing and retiring now, they're hitting websites that are applicable to them far more often. We saw a jump in, you know, you could think HHS, folks are looking at figuring out
Medicare.
Security, they're looking at their retirement. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that the site meets the needs of the people it's designed to serve.
So interior, trying to get people or receiving people that want to, say, book a hike in a cabin somewhere deep in the national forest would have a different approach than, say, Social Security or Medicaid.
And they should, because they're very different tasks. So it's figuring out what those tasks are and making sure that the site, it's easy to get those tasks done and it's easy to navigate through it.
Now, your report has 4 points of advice for, I guess, federal websites or maybe all organizational websites. Walk us through those briefly.
Well, the first thing is that, you know, we had talked briefly before about boomers. The first point really is to make sure that you understand the needs of your audience. In the case of baby boomers, they only improved a point. They're going to be visiting your site from a laptop or a desktop. So it's making sure that while everyone's going to have a smartphone and sites really are being designed for the mobile experience, you can't forget that the vast majority of folks are still visiting using their laptop or desktop. So make sure that you understand how your audience is visiting and what they're looking for. The second point is really about, we call it digital wayfinding, the idea that you understand what tasks people are coming to the site to accomplish and make sure that they're easily able to do it with few steps. Use common language. Make sure that you're not speaking technical or legal speak for folks that are not technical or legal by nature. Make sure that the website's updated. You can't have things from 10 years ago on there. People expect more now. So really make it easy to find things and make sure the information is at folks' fingertips. The third goes back to the boomers, but remember that most people really still are visiting on desktop and laptop. While absolutely agencies need to design apps and have their sites be mobile friendly for sure, they also have to make sure that the sites work easily in the way people are most visiting, which is still laptops and desktops.
And how about no gray type in little tiny fonts?
Yeah, as I have my reading glasses on myself, that is definitely a thing that they need to do. But I think that's probably why a lot of boomers still visit the sites via laptops and desktops.
Sherry Petras is CEO of the CFI Group. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Find a link to the full federal website study and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.